Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller with Lather, Rinse, Repeat, ready to drop our new episode, Boobs in the Bush. All right, y'all. So we're at the salon one day. Guest calls in. She wants to make an appointment. She says, I need to go to California. I need to see my man, and he likes me to look a certain way. Can you get me in? We're like, absolutely. So she books to come in for a consultation. A few minutes before she's going to arrive the day of her appointment, she calls. She's very winded. She's like, hey guys, I'm so sorry. I'm running a little late. I am walking to you guys and I'm going to be a little late. And we're like, oh, okay, no problem. You know, take your time whenever you get here. And also we're thinking, we do not live in some metropolitan area that it is normal for people to be walking to the salon. So we're kind of thinking, Jesus, it's like 100 degrees outside. Where are you walking from? Anyway, so later on, she arrives. This girl opens the salon door. She weighs about, I don't know, 30 pounds soaking wet. She's teeny tiny, big boobs, very prostitute slash stripper like look about her and her dress. Her hair is nappy and thin and half blonde and half dark. She's got a purse with her that's large enough to carry her life, like she's straight out of Pretty Woman or something. But she's super sweet. She comes in, she says, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm here for my appointment. We're like, awesome, no problem. I said, hey, I got a few minutes, so why don't you have a glass of water? We have some snacks over there, hang out. She's like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. This is so nice of you. Oh my God. I mean, she couldn't be more complimentary and she couldn't be sweeter. Unfortunately, in our area, it's not normal to see a woman walking around like her. So it did cause a little bit of notice and commotion in the salon. So as I turn around, I realize the entire salon has stopped to watch this woman. I mean, guests in the salon, assistants, stylist, everybody. So she's having a glass of water. I said, hey, listen, I'm going to be about 5 minutes. I'm going to get everything ready. And she goes, okay, I'm going to pop outside and have a cigarette if you don't mind. And I said, absolutely. I said, feel free to sit outside. We have benches or hang out, whatever you need to do. So while she's out there now, of course, the chatter starts in the salon. Everybody's watching her. And I'm going to be honest, she's slightly tweaky. I mean, she's definitely not an ordinary girl, and she's definitely not in an ordinary state, right? So now she's kind of walking around these bushes that are out front of the salon. And also, y'all, our salon is completely glass in the front, so we can see everything that goes on in our plaza. We are definitely addicted people watchers. And so we're all kind of watching this girl kind of roam around a little bit lost. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she just kind of leans into the bushes, and very quickly something falls out of her shirt. Like she kind of like went in her shirt and chucked it out of there. But it happened so fast, we couldn't see what it was. And so, of course, everyone starts like, oh, my God, she threw drugs. I'm like, maybe she just threw some cigarettes out. They're like, maybe she stole something and she's hiding it. And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys, who cares? Who knows? And so she comes inside. I said, all right, I'm ready. She's like, great, great. We sit down in the chair. She starts telling me all about this trip to California and my man likes me this way. And I have to look this way. I need to be blonde, 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 long, long, long hair. I said, no problem. I said, what we'll do is we'll pre-order the hair. You'll pay for it today. We'll set up your appointment for later in the week. When it arrives, we'll do all the services. She's like, okay, but I have to be done by a certain day. I have to be on that plane to get to my man. And that's how she kept referencing him, my man. And he likes me to be a certain way. And I thought, man, I don't know what this guy's paying you, but he certainly is going to get what he paid for. So now we go up to the front. And I said, all right, I said, so it's going to be whatever. I don't know. It was like 700, whatever for the hair. And she's like, okay, no problem. And she throws on the counter this giant purse that literally, I was not wrong, did have her entire life inside of it. And she pulls out her wallet and she opens it up. And I'm not going to lie, I had to actually like make sure I had a poker face on, because when she flips open the wallet, in the billfold is not like normal dollar bills like you and I would put in there straight. Oh no, homegirl has rolled up wads of different amounts of money in the billfold. Like, I don't know, maybe she rolled up her tips from the pole that day, or maybe she sold drugs that day and he just handed it to her. Maybe she performed a service. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this, I've lived in a lot of places and I've seen a lot of shows, And I know what that money meant. It was not like it was payday for her on a normal payday. So she gives me her debit card, and I'm not going to lie, it was a really big purchase. So, I mean, call it what you want. Maybe I stereotyped her. Maybe I profiled her, whatever. But I did ask to check her ID. I don't know. Maybe it was somebody else's debit card. Who the hell knows? I mean, she was a little off. So it's her debit card. Now I run it. And now I'm also thinking, oh, Lord, please don't make me have to tell this girl that this is not going to go through. But it did. And I thought, oh, shame on you, Jen. You really profiled this girl. And there's probably nothing wrong. And she's obviously makes her own money. So good for her. And I'm going to tell you this. I have a girlfriend who put herself through aeronautical engineering school as a stripper, and she made a ton of money, and now she works for a major airline company. She's a mom. She's lovely. So who am I to judge? And you know what? Maybe you're paying for yourself to go through school. Good for you. So she pays for the hair or whatever. She says to me, hey, could I use your phone to call a cab? Because like, I don't have my phone. I kind of, you know, and I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, sure. So I look her up a cab company. I book her the cab. I said, hey, you're more than welcome to wait in here, have some more water. It's super hot outside. And she's like, nah, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and wait outside. No worries. I'll see you in a couple days. I said, great. I really look forward to it. So she goes out front and she lights a cigarette, and you see her just kind of roaming around again. And, you know, people all over outside are staring at her. I'm not going to lie. I mean, she is like a beacon of light in this very small community. And so in the meantime, another guest comes in for her appointment. And now she starts talking about, oh my God, I think there's like a prostitute outside. I think maybe she's homeless. I think she's on drugs. And we're like, and we're kind of looking at her and we're like, what the hell is she talking about? And she's like, yeah, I was just inside the pizza place and I was having lunch, and this lady comes up to the few cops that are eating in there. And she's like, you got to go outside. There's some drunk woman. She stumbled around. She fell off the curb. And I'm looking at her and I go, oh my God, what girl? And she turns around and points through the window, and it's the girl who was just inside of our salon. And I'm like, oh, I go, really? I go, she was just in here for an appointment. And she's like, you're kidding. And I'm like, no, I'm dead serious. And as we look out again, now the police have come out of the pizzeria and they are approaching her and they are talking to her. But of course, we can't hear what they're saying. So now they must have asked to see her purse. The guy is going through it. He's looking at it, and now she's still smoking her cigarette, and they're asking her more questions, and he's in her wallet, and she's giving him her ID, and he's calling into his walkie, and I see her flick the cigarette on the floor. Well, I'll tell you what, he did not like that, because within seconds, he spun her around, he had cuffs on her, and she was arrested. And yes, y'all, I can't make this shit up if I paid $1 million. It's legit. And I have to tell you something, FYI, didn't think she did anything for that, but maybe she had like a warrant out for her arrest or something. Who knows? So now, as they're walking her towards the curb, the cop car is parked there, and up pulls behind him homegirl's taxi cab that's just sitting there waiting. And she's trying to tell the cab, I'm not coming. And the cop's yelling at her and shoves her in the car. So now we're like, oh my God, I hope she gets out in time so that she can come for her hair appointment. So we, of course, we talked about it all day. Next day comes, all the staff members come in. And one of my team members says, listen, I need to know what's in those bushes. I was up all night thinking about it. She goes, I wanted to drive here. I just feel like we should look in the bushes. And I'm like, babe, there's nothing in the bushes. It was probably a cigarette. It was no big deal. She's like, I'm telling you, I saw something come out of her shirt. So I said, well, go look. So now she goes out front. She goes and looks in the bushes, and she is jumping up and down. She's flagging me down. She's hysterical. I'm like, oh my God. So I go out there. And we lean forward, and she uses her hands and she separates the bushes. And looking at me right in the eye is two giant nipples and two perfectly round pink areola. This girl took her fake, jiggly, silicone-y, rubbery fake breasts, and she took them out of her shirt and threw them in the bushes. Yes, boobs were in the bush. So we are are dying. And it just so happens at the same time, my dad was in the salon and we're like, oh my God, oh my God. So he comes over, he is hysterical. He's like, oh my God, we got to get those out of the bush. And I'm like, don't touch them. I'm like, I don't even know. That could be dirty. So we give him like two grocery bags. He goes out there and he picks them up and they are so heavy. They are stretching out this plastic grocery bag. And so he comes in and we're all like, oh my God, how much do you think they weigh? And we're really looking at them in the bag. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to clean those up. I could wear those. Like if I like disinfected them, I go, it's probably like $500-$600 worth of fake boobs right there. And everyone's laughing. Meanwhile, my girlfriend's husband is in the salon getting a haircut and he's like, I want to see. And he comes over and now he's holding one in the bag. My dad's holding one in the bag. They're trying to figure out how much they weigh. And we are hysterical. Needless to say, we did throw them out in the garbage. We tied up the bag and got rid of them. But I have to tell you guys, we are almost 8 years later and homegirl has never come back. We have no idea if she went to jail. We have no idea if she got to her man in California, but I will tell you, she never arrived to pick up her hair. Her hair is still sitting in one of the drawers of the salon in a package because we're not dishonest people and we didn't want to get rid of it. But chances are I'm going to probably use some of it soon because I don't think she's ever coming back. I don't know if she remembered she did it. I don't know if she ever got here. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. It's one of those mysteries that will never be solved from the salon. But that is, my friends, things that go on in our day in the salon. Not only do we do hair, but we are detectives as well. We are storytellers. We are gatherers of information. And I am happy to have shared with you one of my favorite stories in the salon, boobs in the bush. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. All right, y'all. See you later.